Comrades, I am D. Gopalakrishnan, President, All India BSNL Pensioners Welfare Association speaking. Our association, along with five other like-minded organizations who insist that our pension revision should be on the basis of 7CPC fitment factor, have conducted two phases of program of action successfully throughout the country, and third phase is due on 8th February 23. All comrades throughout the country are doing their best to make the third phase of program also a grand success. All of you are aware that we have filed the case before the principal bench, CAT New Delhi, in September 2020, demanding pension revision from 1-1-2017 on the basis of 7th CPC Pitman factor, both for pre-1-1-2017 retirees as well post-2017 retirees, because they did not have any pay revision from 1-1-2017. Not only we have filed, All India Retired BSNL Executive Welfare Association, led by Comrade Prahlad Roy, has also filed the case before the principal bench. Similarly, RTOWEA, whose General Secretary now is Comrade A.K. Kaushik, who is also a practicing lawyer, they have also filed the case. Of course, SNPWA, led by Comrade J.L. Jogi, has also filed the case. Now, we have filed the case based on certain facts, the rules and the orders are in favor of us, and that is why we are convinced that these rules and the orders would help us to get this pension revision as we demand. We are arguing or placing before the court the following issues. I would like to share with you the points on which we are trying to convince the principal bench CAT New Delhi in a chronological order. Well, you may be aware that in 1986, certain government departments were converted into public sector undertaking, namely Civil Aviation Department was converted into National Airport of Authority of India. Similarly, from Overseas Communication Department was converted into Videsh Sanchar Nigam Limited, and from DOT, Maganagar Telephone Nigam Limited was formed. All these were formed in 1986. To be precise, from 1/4/1986, you can take it. So a situation arose that when a government department is converted into a public sector undertaking and the employees working in the government of India are en masse transferred to the public sector undertaking, then the pensionary benefits of those employees required the government attention. So on that basis, the government issued an order on 5/7/1989 with the approval of the President of India. They have given some options for a pro rata pension, or even 100% commutation, like that. But the point is that there was an option for having a government pension on combined service. That is an option that government servants who opt to be governed by pensionary benefits available under the government shall, at the time of their retirement, be entitled to pension, etc., in accordance with the central government rules in force at that time. This is the order of 5-7-1989. Then, another point, there was a case before the Honorable Supreme Court of India between Jute Corporation of India Officers Association versus Jute Corporation of India. And the judgment was delivered by the Honorable Supreme Court on 3-5-1990, which stated that any public sector started after 1-1-1989 should only have IDA pattern of pay scales. This judgment was confirmed by an order issued by Department of Public Enterprises on 12-6-1990. So it confirms that any public sector started after 1-1-1989 should only have the IDA pattern of pay scales. Then coming to the BSNL, before formation of the BSNL, DOT moved a cabinet note on 25th September 2000 for formation of BSNL, and in that cabinet note, para 4.4 deals with the pensionary benefits. Number one, the point says, the government scheme of pension for family pension even after their absorption. Two, payment of pension would be made by the government. And three, pension framework was to be made a part of the CCS pension rules 1972 by amending rule 37. This was the cabinet note moved by DOT on 25th September 2000 and it was approved by the cabinet. On 39-2000, DOT issued a OIM transferring the business of telecom services to BSNL from 1-10-2000. On the same date, on 30th September 2000, Rule 37A was inserted in CCS Pension Rule 1972. It says that Subrule 21 of Rule 37A provided that the liability for payment of pension of such employees will be borne by the government. Such employees are hereinafter referred as combined service opties. On 9-11-2000, DOT issued a circular that the employees of DOT absorbed in BSNL will be entitled to government scheme of pension for family pension. Please understand, government's scheme of pension for family pension even after their retirements. Then, presidential orders were issued, and in the case we are quoted, the presidential order of our applicant number 2, that is Comrade P.S. Raman Kutty, and applicant number 4, Comrade V. Lata. For Raman Kutty, it was issued on 15-1-2002. Then we are also saying that the BSNL IDFA scale was introduced on 7-8-2002 with retrospective effect from 1-10-2000. Again, Pension Department on 2012-2002 issued a clarification to Subrule 9 of Rule 37A, which stated, "It is hereby clarified that the calculation of pensionary benefits under Subrule 9 of Rule 37A, average emoluments will be calculated on the basis of pay drawn by the absorbed employee during the last 10 months in the PSU prior to retirement, and wherever the employee is drawing IDA scale during that period, his pay in IDA scale will be taken into account for the calculation of average emoluments. In addition to the pension or family pension, as the case may be, such absorbed employee shall also be eligible to receive DNS relief as per industrial DA pattern as per provisions of Subrule 10 of Rule 37A. So it is very clear that it should be, and the pension should be on the basis of the IDAP, and the DNS relief also should be on the basis of IDAP. Then again, on 28-12-2002, Subrule 8, Rule 37A, an explanation was given, which states, the amount of pension or family pension of the absorbed employee on superannuation from public sector undertaking by autonomous body shall be calculated in the same way as would be the case with a central government servant retiring on superannuation on the same day. Again, on 28-7-2003, DOT notified IDA pay scale for corresponding pay scale that was approved for employees absorbed in BSNL. The basic pay of such employees as on 1-10-2000 in the IDA pay scale was fixed at the stage corresponding to the stage at which they had reached the CDA pay scale on 39-2000, that is, pay fixation was done on point-to-point basis. Then on 2-9-2008, DOPPNW issued a YM recommendations of the 6 CPC were implemented in respect of the government employees and pensioners. That was the order issued on 2-9-2008. Then on 26-11-2008, Second Pay Revision Committee, PRC, recommended revision in pay scale of BSNL executives. On 2-4-2009, the government accepted the recommendation of the second PRC and revised the pay scale of BSNL executive with retrospective effect from 1-1-2007. On the basis of the negotiation with the recognized unions, similar revision was given to the non-executives on 7-5-2010, of course with retrospective effect from 1-1-2007. Then, DOT had a doubt whether the 6 CPC recommendations were applicable to BSNL IDA pensioners who were absorbed from DOT. So they sought a clarification, and the pension department wired their OIM dated 27-4-2009, clarified that the recommendation of the 6 CPC as mentioned in OIM dated 2-9-2008 were also applicable to IDA pensioners of BSNL, as the BSNL was only PSU, which was granted a special dispensation under Rule 37A, Subrule 21, to the effect that pensionary benefits, including family pension, to absorbed employees is paid by the government. So on the basis of this clarification obtained from the pension department, DOT issued necessary clarification on 4-5-2009 and also 12-8-2009. In that circular, they have mentioned pension calculation as per 6th CPC with respect to limit of DCRG, commutation table, emoluments, qualifying service, etc., applicable to IDA pensioners of BSNL covered under Rule 37A with effect from 1-1-2006. Then, on 29-12-2010, DOT moved a cabinet note. For what purpose? Because on the basis of second PRC recommendation, BSNL executives' pay were revised from 1-1-2007. And on the basis of the negotiated settlement with recognized unions, the non-executive pay scale were also revised similar to that of the executives. So naturally, the employees who retired after 1-1-2007 got more pension than those who retired prior to 1-1-2007. So an anomaly arose between pre-2007 and post-2007 retirees. To undo the anomaly, on 29-12-2010, DOT moved a cabinet note. And in that cabinet note, they sought for the approval of the cabinet. One, revision of pension with effect from 1-1-2007 for those who retired prior to 1-1-2007. 2. Fixation of minimum pension. And 3. Increase in pension with age. These are all the points mentioned in the cabinet memo and which was approved by the cabinet. So on that basis of cabinet approval, DOT issued OIM on 15th March 2011, revising the pension for those who retired prior to 1-1-2007. It was similar to the position for those who retired after 1-1-2007. So there was no anomaly between pre-2007 retirees and post-2007 retirees. This 15th March 2011 order of DOT was circulated by BSNL on 4-4-2011 for compliance. And on 23-6-2011, DOT gave a clarification for its order dated 12th August 2009, that enhanced family pension up to 10 years, as per DOP PNW OIM dated 2-9-2008 and 3-10-2008, and payment of commutation value of additional pension was applicable to BSNL IDA pensioners as well. This was the clarification issued by DOT on 23-6-2011. And again on 21-12-2012, a clarification was issued to Subrule 9 of Rule 37A, that pension shall be calculated on 50% of emoluments or average emoluments, whichever is more. Subrule 22 incorporated the contents of erstwhile Subrule 21 and provided that pensionary benefits, including family pension, shall be paid by the government. Then, on 22-2014, order was issued that retired combined service optees of BSNL are eligible for the benefit of central government health scheme facilities because they are also paid, the pension is paid from the central civil estimate, which is the criteria for enjoying the facilities of CGHS. As long as they were in service in BSNL, they were not entitled to because their pay was paid by the BSNL and not by the Government of India. Then, very significant point is that on 31-12-2015, DOT sent a request to the Department of Public Enterprises to ensure that the terms of reference for the third PRC, which indicates the understanding of DOT that pension revision was due for BSNL retirees from 1-1-2017. Of course, the DPE has rejected the request of the DOT. On 3-6-2016, DOT issued an order to clarify that combined service optees of BSNL require only 10 years of service to be eligible for grant of pension. This is also in parity with the central government employees. Again, on 27-2016, after getting the cabinet approval, the DOT issued OM that the liability towards pensionary benefits, including family pension, to BSNL employees is to be borne solely by the Government of India as per Subrule 22 of Rule 37A, and the order of 15-5-2006 was resigned. Then on 4-8-2016, DOP PNW implemented the recommendation of 7CPC for pre-2016 retirees. In that order of 4-8-2016, para 7A states that this OIM provides that pension of absorbee pensioners in public sector undertakings by autonomous bodies who draw pension from the government will be updated in terms of this OIM. Therefore, it is very clear. Then, how the 7CPC fitment factor was arrived at by the 7CPC? See, they have, the 7CPC calculated the minimum pay of a central government employee on the basis of Dr. Aykroyd formula as per 15th Indian Labour Conference. The Aykroyd formula gives certain basic requirements for an employee to sustain, like food, clothing, then accommodation, entertainment, education, like that. They are taking into various aspects They took various aspects and then decided. They have calculated and which worked out to 18,000, a minimum pay. Before 1/1/2016, the minimum pay of the central government employees was 7,000 only. So when the 7CPC arrived at 18,000 on the basis of 15th India Labour Conference, then if you multiply 7,000 by 2.57, it works out to 18,000. So rather 18,000, which was arrived at as the minimum pay, was divided by 7,000, which works out to 2.57. Already as on 1/1/16, the central government employees were getting 100 rupees pension and 125 as DR. Totally, they were getting 225. When this comes to 257, 257 minus 225 is equal to 32. That is how the central government pensioners got the weightage of 32% of basic pension. In our petition, we are asking the same thing, that as on 1/1/17, the basic pension was 100, DR was 119.5, plus 7CPC fitment factor of 32%, which works out to 2.515. So multiply the basic pension of IDA pensioner by 2.51. This is the demand what we have put forth. Then, to avoid the anomaly for post-2017 retirees, in the absence of pay revision from 1/1/2017, as it was approached for pre and post-2007 retirees, we have suggested the pension which was arrived at without revision of pay may be multiplied by the same 2.51 factor. This is how we are trying to undo any likelihood of anomaly between pre and post 2017 retirees. Then we are saying on 16/3/2017, DOT issued an order to clarify that death gratuity to absorbed BSNL pensioners will be revised as per para 6.1 of DOP PNW-YM dated 4/8/2016. So, here also, the DCRG is in accordance with the 7CPC at par with the central government pensioners. On 21/3/2017, BSNL issued an order enhancing the limit of gratuity for absorbee pensioners at par with government employees in terms of the recommendations of 7CPC. And on 12/5/2017, the pension department issued an order for revising the pension with a different method. That is, those who have retired prior to 1/1/2016, any date, whether it is 86 or 96, 2006, whatever it is, before 2006, their pension was calculated on the basis of the 10 months average. But this order, 12/5/2017 order, which was issued on the basis of a committee under the chairmanship of Secretary Department of Pension, which was accepted by the government, and this order was issued on the basis of that their LPD will be notionally taken into 7CPC pay matrix, and on the basis of the notional LPD, their pension shall be revised from 1/1/2016. So the pension can be fixed on the basis of the notional pay was already approved by the government. So that is also the point we are telling. Then when we talk about 3-8-2017, Department of Public Enterprises, YM, which accepted the recommendation of third PRC, and we are saying that the implementation of the recommendation of third PRC is conditional. Conditional in the sense that the particular public sector undertaking should have earned the profit before tax for 3 consecutive years. And on the basis of the profit, the pay may be revised for the executives at 5%, 10%, and 15%, like that. So, the pay revision of the executive on the basis of the third PRC is conditional and depends upon the financial health of a particular CPSU, here the BSNL. Whereas, the pension is not on the basis of the financial health of the BSNL, it solely rests with the Government of India. So this is the distinction we are making, and 3-8-2017 order of the DPE, which says about the third PRC recommendation, is not at all relevant. So like that, we have given enough material on the basis of the existing order and statutory rules. We have also again said that on 8-3-2019, Pension Department wrote a OIM to DOT. Along with that, our representation to the Pension Department on 12th February 2019 was also forwarded to DOT, asking the DOT to examine our demand of pension revision on the basis of 7th CPC fitment, and comments thereon was sought for by the DOP PNW from the DOT. This was the letter issued by the Pension Department on 8th March 2019. So, we have also quoted about various representations we have given both to the Pension Department as well as the Department of Telecom. So, on the basis of various statutory provisions and also various orders, we are trying to convince the court and try to get a legal sanction for our demand. So let us be very confident that our case is very strong, even on legal grounds. This is what I would like to suggest. And let us carry on the third phase of program successfully and convince each and every pensioner, wherever they are, please try to convince them that our demand is based on justice. Thank you, comrades.